creation, the union of the tzimtzum, the chol haponoi, and how that takes place within every person's heart, where if a person were to have ribui shemen, if a person were to just have retzinus to Hashem alone, that would be the bechina where there would be no room for creation. Whereas when a person is mitzamtzem this oyer to the sides within his heart, he leaves room for creation of the midas, for the midas of Hashem to manifest themselves. And now we're going to go into a long piece. Rabbein Ezal says, "Ukishemekim ha'tfilah as bechinas malchus." When a person elevates the tfilah, which is the bechina of malchus, the bechinas ula avdei bechol levachem, by davening with a lot of kavana, through which he's accomplishing the mitzvah of ula avdei bechol levachem, he puts his whole heart into the tfilah. Ze bechinas hi ha'ila. Then he achieves the bechina of the korban oila. His tefillah, which is malchus, which is the bechina of he is the feminine pronoun, which corresponds to the malchus. The malchus rises to the madrega of an oila. What is an oila? Kulay kodesh. The whole thing is kodesh l'Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, mi zayis oila. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim which says, mi zayis oila min hamidbar. Who is this who is coming forth from the desert? And it refers to the Shekhinah. So the Tikkun HaZayar says, Me im Zayis Oile. When Me is attached to Zayis, then you have this Korban Oile. What is Zayis? Zayis is the Malchus, the lower Shekhinah. Me is Bina, the upper Shekhinah. When Me is connected to Zayis, Tfilah is Malchus, the lower Shekhinah. The heart is Bina, the upper Shekhinah. When a person puts kavonas halev into tefillah, ula avdei b'chol levavchem, then you have me in zayis oile, where? Min hamidbar. Midbar is medaber. If you recall, yeah. Rabbi Yechaim always says in the first story in Sikurei Maisius, where it says that he went in the midbar, it means medaber, the union of tefillah. Rabbi Nezal can explain this. Exactly. Okay, Rabbi Nezal says, v'hein shnei batim, this me and zayis, refer to two houses, Beis Ha'ila u Beis Ha'Tato, the upper house and the lower house. As we said last week, if you recall, B'chochma Yivne Bayis. Bina is called the Bayis of Chochma. The word Yivne is the letters Bina that Tikkun HaZayar says. B'chochma Bina Bayis. To Chochma, Bina is the Bayis. To Zerampin, the Malchus is the Bayis. There's a pasuk Hashem, Vahashem, Behechal Kotshoi. Hashem, you want to know what the Hechal, the bias for Hashem is? The word Hechal is bigamatria, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, standing for the Malchus. So we have Beiso Ilo, which is Bina, Beiso Tato, which is Malchus. Sheyesh Lishnehem Aliyah. Through this act of Tefillah, with Kavona, both of these houses have an Aliyah. As the pasuk says, there's a pasuk where Hashem says, I will not enter the city until among you everybody is holy. This refers to, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, this refers to there's a Yerushalayim Lamala and there's a Yerushalayim Lamato. There's a Beis HaMikdash in heaven, Kaviyachon, and a Beis HaMikdash on earth. Hashem says, Lo Yovoi Be'ir, I promise that I will not enter into my city of Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim in heaven, Ad debekir b'chol kodesh, until among you, Bnei Yisrael, there is kedusha, until Bnei Yisrael purify themselves. And we're going to explain this much more now. Pirush. Everything is to be explained now. Yes, 100% now. Now we're going into Rabbi Nosson Zal talking.
Is it a drush?
Exactly. Ki Rabbi Yisrael is the friend of Rabbi Darshu, because the Gemara says, Al pasuk there, on this pasuk, the wording in the pasuk is Bekir b'cha kadosh v'lo yavoi bo'ir. Among you there will be kedusha, and I will not enter into the city. And the Gemara in Tainus says about this, Nishba Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem has sworn shelo yichnais b'Yerushalayim shelamala, that he will not enter into the heavenly Yerushalayim ad sheyivne Yerushalayim ad sheyibone Yerushalayim shelamata, until the Yerushalayim on earth will be built up, will be perfected. The Isa be Kisvei HaRizal, it's brought in the Kisvei HaRizal. Shehakavono al Pisoidi. How is this explained according to Shehakavono al Pisoid? Who? No, Kavono is feminine, which is he.
Oh, it's first an error.
It's not an error. The word he can be hey, also. Whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. Shakavon al pisayhi shebino imo ilo shebino bino kama, which is called imo ilo, the heavenly mother, beiso ilo, which is called the heavenly beis hamikdash, the upper bais, hi bechinas Yerushalayim shelamalo. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal says shebino imo ilo beiso ilo hi bechinas Yerushalayim shelamalo. Bino is referred to as the upper Yerushalayim. And we explained many times that the word Yerushalayim is the Shem Elokim in all its forms. Elokim is Bina. Or Malchus Beis HaTator. The sphere of Malchus is referred to as the lower house. Hibachinas Yerushalayim Shalamato. That's the Yerushalayim on earth. She'ein Hayichud Shalamalo. The Arizal says, She'ein Hayichud Shalamalo Kama. Shehi Bachinas Aliyas Beis Ilo Kama Mishlam. The upper yichud, which refers to the elevation of the upper bayis, is not completed ad shenivne v'nishlam b'chinas malchus b'shleimus, until the malchus is built up and completed b'shleimus, kama, shehi b'chinas aliyas b'esotato, which means until the lower bayis has its aliyah. The upper bayis is not permitted to have its aliyah, its shleimus, until the lower bayis has its aliyah, kama, its shleimus. V'zehu ma'asham Rabbeinu Zal, this is what Rabbeinu Zal was referring to when he quoted this posuk, mi im zois oile. Mi goes up only in zois. If zois is going up, mi can go up. Otherwise, mi is nothing. U'malchus hi b'chinas beiso tato, b'chinas... Oh, ki bino libo... He bechinas beiso ilo. Bino, which is the heart, is referred to as the upper bias. Kama. Bechinas mi, which is referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah always as mi. Mi stands for the nun share bino, the 50 levels of bino. Umalchus, he bechinas beiso tato. Malchus is referred to as the lower bias. Bechinas zois. Zois is feminine. Zois refers to the malchus always. This is a rule in Sifrei Kabbalah. You'll find many chidushim in the Sifrei Kabbalah where zois is an inyan of malchus. V'al yedei b'chinois elu hanal, and through these b'chinois, hanemor and bater azois, through these types of serving Hashem, which were listed in this Torah, al yedei zeh yesh l'shnei batim elu aliyah. That's what brings an aliyah to these two houses, shehem beiso ilo beiso tato, which are the upper house and the lower house, shehem b'chinas mi in zois, which are the b'chinas mi and zois. Hainu, through doing what? He's revealing now. Through what acts that we do we cause an aliyah to these two houses? Haynu al yedei shemitzamtzem oyer hislavus liboy, by a person constricting the hislavus within his heart, shelo yislahev yaser midai, where he controls himself not to chas v'shalom go into too much hislavus, kedei sheyuchal avodas Hashem yitzborach bahadrogo ubemido, so that he allows himself to be able to serve Hashem level by level and within a controlled environment. Umekadesh es machshavtoi livli lachshev shum machshavos roim, and he purifies his mind not to think any bad thoughts. What are bad thoughts? Whether it be philosophical thoughts, whether it be thoughts of taivas achila, whether it be thoughts of taivas noshim, anything that's not a good thought is considered a bad thought. Rak lachshev tomid machshavos kedoshos. The person controls his mind, and he trains his mind to always think machshavos kedusha, shehem bechinas yetzer toiv, which Rabbeinu Zal referred to before as the yetzer toiv, bechinas chokhma shebelev. The yetzer toiv is referred to as the chokhma within the heart. The yetzer hara is referred to as the foolishness within the heart. Where do we see that? There's a pasuk that's brought about, Torah Aleph, lev chokham liyaminoi, v'lev ksil lismoiloi. A smart person's heart is on the right side, a fool's heart is on the left side. The right stands for Kedusha, the Yetzer Toiv, the left stands for the Satan, the demon. So we see that Tipshus is an Indian of Sitra Achra, an Indian of Yetzer Hara. Lev Chacham liyaminai, v'lev ksil lismoilai. So we see that within the heart there are these two items, the right and the left, the Chachma and the Ksilus. There's Chochma Shebelev, because the Lev is the bias for Chochma. The Lev is Bina. Okay, Rabbi Nevel says, Shal Yidei Zeh, by a person constricting his Islavos in this manner, and thinking only thoughts of Kiddusha, Shal Yidei Zeh, Metzayer, Hamidos Toivos, by doing that, he carves out the Midos Toivos, the good qualities, the Midos, the Spheros, Chesed, whatever, you know, all the different Spheros. V'zeiche la'atvois pe'ulois umasim taivo midais taivois. And a person is zeiche to do actions. Pe'ulois means like, not action, I want a better word, like creations. He's zeiche to make, like inventions. In other words, he's zeiche to do solid chunks of things, umasim taivim, and good acts, umidais taivois, and good qualities. When there's this symptom. Vaidezen is Gala Bechinas Malchus. And when there is this constriction, that's when the Malchus can be revealed. Just like in creation, when there was Eir Ein Sof, Hashem's Malchus couldn't be revealed. In order for Hashem's Malchus to be revealed, there had to take place this Tzimtzum in which the Olamos could be created. And it's via the Olamos that Hashem's Malchus came into being, because Ein Melech Belayam. Similarly, within a person's heart, Hashem's Malchus can't begin to function unless it's given room to function in. Ein Sof Malchus can't deal with. Because by a person acting with this tzimtzum and with these machshavos toivos, he shows that he's accepting the Ol Malchus Shemayim to completion. That causes the Malchus, which is the lower house, to have an aliyah, to have a tikkun. Azai daiko oilo gam beiso ilo. And that chain triggers off an aliyah for the upper house, shehi b'chinas bino libo, which is bino, which is the heart, ki be'emes shnehem echod v'achas tuyo b'chaverto. Because factually, these two shchinos are really one, and one is dependent on the other, completely. We note this by the fact that within the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, what letter represents bino? The hay. What letter represents Malchus? The hay. The exact same letter.
Oh, wow.
We see the similarities. And the posuk that the Zohar Kodesh always brings about this is the posuk from Rus, Vatelachno. Vatelachno Shtehen Yachto. Shtehen, these two hays always travel together. Vatelachno Vatelachno Shtehen Shin Tov Yud, Hey, Nun, Yachtov. These two Heys, the Zohar Kodesh says, Shtehen means both. This refers to Naomi and Rus. Naomi is Bina, the Zohar Kodesh says, because the word Noyam, if you recall, is Begematria Kufnun Aleph, which is the Milui of Ekir. Rus is the Malchus. From her came forth David HaMelech. I almost left that out. And that's the explanation that the Zohar Kodesh gives. The Zohar Kodesh shows over there that these two, the upper Shekhinah and the lower Shekhinah, always stick together. That's why Naomi is stuck by Rus, whereas Orpah left Rus.
What's
Rus? Is the Malchus. From her came forth David HaMelech. Sheriv Ola Kodesh Baruch Hu B'shirois V'tishbachos. She's the Malchus. V'ani Tfila.
This is a literary question. It's not clear. Does Ram bring them together, like Teferis connected?
Exactly. It's not really Teferis usually that's given the credit. It's Yesoid. It's the tzaddik.
Why is it Yesoid now, not Teferis?
It could be both. Oh. It could be both. Teferis is Torah, Yesoid is Tikkun Abrius. Both of those have the power to unite both. In Megillat Rus, it's talking about Naomi and Rus, that, you know, remember that they were together first, Orpah and Rus were together with Naomi, the mother of those two sons whom they had married. Then Naomi told them, go back to your homes, find guys to marry, this, that. So the Pasuk says that Orpah left her, and she ended up meeting Goliath on the way, and she had relations with him and everything. Whereas Rus said, no matter what, I'll never leave you. Wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you die, I'll die.
Yeah.
So the Pasuk says, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachtov. And they both went together, they traveled back to their original city. The Zohar Kodesh says on this, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachtov. The two Heys always travel together.
Let me ask you a question. What is the Zohar's view of the first? Do you call either way Nukta Zeranten when they're connected? Is that something else?
Nukta Zeranten is the Malchus. the feminine. Nukva means feminine.
Yeah, I know that.
Yisoid is not feminine. Tiferes is not feminine.
Oh, I know that.
But you note here again, just like we said that by the two Shekhinahs are symbolized by the letter Hey, Tiferes and Yisoid are symbolized also by the same letter. The same letter. Vov Rav Ravon, Vov Zera, we always say.
You said Yisoid leans towards Din, but that, don't we always say that the middle spheres, even though they're in the middle, they lean more towards Chesed?
1,000,000% not. Within the middle spheres, Keser is always Nukva. No question about it. Keser leans towards Din. Das leans towards Chesed, I believe. Tiferes leans towards Chesed, I believe, and Yisoid leans towards Din again. The two that I'm positive about are Keser and Yisoid. In a sense, Al Pi Kabbalah, that's the way it is, that Yisoid leans more towards Din. I'm positive on that because I heard it in Tikkun Ezer Shurim, you know, emphatically. No spekus on that. And Keser, you'll see throughout the Kutei Halachos, it's brought many times that Keser is Nukva, no question. Keser is Ekiel, which is Bina, you know, no question about it, but those two lean towards the left. Okay, let's continue here because everything is going to be clarified. Now Rav Moshe Zal goes one better, Ulevaer or Inyan Ktas. And to explain this a little bit, we're going to simplify it even much more to make it easier to understand. Rav Moshe Zal says, Ulevaer or Inyan Ktas, Tzrichen Lachzor Ulevaer Inyan HaTorah HaZayis. We have to go back and explain the whole topic of this Torah, and now we're about to do it. Uklau HaTorahi, the general concept of this Torah is Kimavur be'Eitz Chaim b'Tchilosoi. It's explained in the beginning of the Eitz Chaim, which is the first sefer of the Kisei Arizal. Shekish Hashem Yisborach rotzo livro Yisrael. When Hashem wanted to create the world, Hayo'er Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ein Soif. Originally, the light of Hashem was simply Ein Soif. How do we know that Oyer could be Ein Soif? The Arizal says that the word Oyer is Begematria Ein Soif. Exactly. To show that that's what the term Ein Soif refers to. Oyer. And originally there was no room for a world in which worlds could be created. We can't understand this literally. There's no way to be able to understand this. Kaviyochol, it's like Hashem had to constrict his light to the sides, and there became a vacuum, an empty space. And within that void vacuum was created all the world. Now we know that all the worlds were created through Chochma. There's a pasuk, "B'Chochma Yivne Bayis." You want to create a bayis, an oilam, you need Chochma. Everything is Chochma. As the pasuk says, "Kulam B'Chochma Sisa." That everything came from Chochma. Chochma always gave the command. The Arizal says, "Abba Omer, Ima Oiser." Chochma gave the command. Bina was the one who did the actual creation. And the main goal in the creation of all the worlds was for the sake of the Malchus. That was the main purpose in creation. That Hashem's Malchus should be revealed throughout the world. That could not be done unless they were worlds. Hashem could not possibly consider himself a king unless he had subjects to rule over. Because the rule is you can't have a king without a nation. And this is why the Arizal explains that this tzimtzum of the Cholo Haponi had to take place. In order that there should be room for the creation of the world, in order for Hashem's Malchus to have to be able to become revealed, to be able to manifest itself. All of this is explained in the Zohar Kadosh, Ubik Savim, and in the Kisei Arizal. However, for Rabbeinu Zal Mevayer, Kol Zeh Bechol Odom. We know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that each human being is considered an Olam. Rabbeinu Zal wants to show how within each human being this act of creation takes place. Ki kol echot miYisrael hu chelek Elokam imal, because every single Jew is a part of Hashem himself, kavyocho. V'ikar ho Elokus b'lev, and the main center for heavenliness within a person is in the heart. As the Pasuk says, Tzur Levavi, Rabbeinu Zal brought the Pasuk before, that the place where Tzur, the Creator, is found is Levavi, in the heart. And this godliness that's found within a Jew's heart is in this form of infiniteness. It's Ein Sof. It's a spiritual item. Something spiritual takes up no room. Because a person's hislavos, a person's fire and wanting to serve Hashem, can reach the level of infinity. Meaning to the point where there would be no end and no stop to this person's yearning for Hashem. A person could yearn indefinitely, infinitely. And according to this infinite fire that's found within a Jew's heart, where he's burning to Hashem with this infinite desire, if a person just had that, Mari, it would not be possible for the person to do any physical act of serving Hashem. The person would not be able to reveal any type of good action. Why? Because when a person is in that state, where he's just burning with an infinite desire, he can't bring himself to do anything. He can't bring himself to do anything because he's bound by this infinite yearning. He can't move, like. This is what's explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah, when they say that in the beginning of creation, there was no room for creation to take place in. Why? Because all that existed at that time was the infiniteness of Hashem, that infinite light. Because this concept of creation of the world, that is the concept of the midos of Hashem. The word midos and spheroids are synonymous. Because atzilus, bria, yitzira, atzio, correspond to chokhma bina das, you know, to the 10 spheroids. Atzilus is the yod of yud kei vav kei, bria is the kei. We explained this many times. So when we refer to the act of the creation of worlds, we're referring to the act of the manifestation of the spheroids. In other words, Va'alkein behechrich tzorech odom letzamtzeim oyer hislavus liboi shehua deinsoif. And therefore, it's mandatory, a person must constrict this fire within his heart, which is infinite, kidei sheyuchal avodas Hashem behadrogo b'mido, in order that the person should be able to serve Hashem with a leveled type of serving in a constricted manner. Because Hashem wants us to serve Him with physical acts of service and with midos tovos, with good midos, chesed, with gevura, with netzach, with hoy, with these different midos, which would be an impossibility unless you have this constriction. And when a person succeeds in doing this, he succeeds in constricting this fire within his heart, then there remains this empty space within his heart. As David HaMelech said, my heart had a vacuum within it. This corresponds to the secret of the Chol HaPonim, which was in the beginning of creation. And it's within this empty space that a person's midos tovos can begin to manifest themselves. He can begin to show acts of kindness to people, acts of harshness to at the proper time, acts of teferes, acts of all of these different midos. This is the secret of the creation of all the world, which had to take place within this space, within this void. There had to be a void created first before any creation could be. Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes this, that these two words are synonymous.
When we speak of world and we speak of spheroids, those are the same thing. Spheroids are the worlds of Hashem. They are the midos of Hashem. They correspond to these worlds which we discuss.
Through this constriction, where a person constricts this fire that's burning within him,
which by doing that he created this empty space, as
Dovano says, my heart has a vacuum within it, this space.
By doing that, he's able to serve Hashem, the Hadrogo, the Mido, you know, in levels.
He performs good acts, he shows good qualities.
This refers to, this corresponds to the revelation of the midos, of the spheroids, which are the world within this space that's within the person's heart.
We know that the main act of creation, what was the origin of creation? It began with Chochmah. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz.
It's with Bereishis, with Chochmah, that Hashem created heaven and earth.
V'zehu b'chinas ma she'ikra avodas Hashem lizkos l'midos u'ma'asim tovim hu al yedei she'shomer ha'chochmah shebalev shehu ha'machshava shebalev.
This is what's meant when we stress that the main power to serve Hashem, meaning to be zeichet to good qualities and to perform mitzvahs, is only by a person guarding the chokhmah that's within his heart.
Shehu ha-machshava shebalev, which means guarding his thoughts, the thoughts within his heart.
She'tzrichen lishmar ma'oid ha-machshava shebalev, shehu b'chinas chokhmah slev.
Person has to guard very carefully the machshava shebalev, which is the chokhmah of the heart.
Shezehu ikra ha-yitzrin, that is the main yitzrin, the main desires within a person.
Ki machshavos tovos hem yetzer tov, u'machshavos rois hem yetzer hara.
Machshavos tovos refer to the yetzer tov, machshavos rois correspond to the yetzer hara.
Hainu, kishechoshev machshavos tovos,
when a person is thinking good thoughts, shezeh b'chinas chochmo shebalei, the chochmo within his heart is working.
That's how he's zeichet to good actions and good qualities.
Sheze b'chinas his galus habriya,
that's the revelation of creation.
Shehu hamidos, which is the revelation of the spheroids.
V'soich chol haponoi, within this empty vacuum.
Al yidei hachochma shebalev.
Through the person's chokhma, that's how he goes about having this constriction, leaving space for the midos and all these things to take place.
Avol kishechoshev machshava yisroiz chas v'shalom.
When a person chas v'shalom thinks machshava yisroiz, azay hu mekalkel hachol shebalev,
he spoils this vacuum within the heart,
shehu soid chol haponoi, which corresponds to this vacuum within creation.
Then he stuffs up this vacuum in the heart. He causes it to be filled with junk.
Bechinas orla slave, meaning a pigam in the heart.
This refers to a spoilage of creation, which also came about through a misuse of this chokhmah shebalev, through a pigam in the chokhmah shebalev.
And this is where we'll hold off.
Rabbeinu Zal says this whole main avoda which we're discussing, which is, you know, in order to perform this constriction of the Ayir Ein Sof, and in order to think good thoughts, thereby to be zeichet to Ma'asim Tovim and Midos Tovos,
Rabbeinu Zal says kol zeh hu b'shvil l'galos malchus yisborach.
All of this is in order for Hashem's quality of Malchus to be able to be revealed.
The main purpose of all of creation was because Ein Melech Leyam,
to reveal the quality of the Malchus of Hashem.
Because through a person being Zeche to action and to good qualities through this Tzimtzum and through everything we discussed till now,
That's how he really shows that he's accepting the Ol Malchus Shamayim. How? When he performs mitzvahs maisiyos. And by the way, it pays to note that the Tikkuni Zohar says that the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to four levels of serving Hashem. The Yud stands for Ahavas Hashem. The K, the first K, stands for Yira. The Vav stands for Torah. And the last K stands for mitzvahs. And with this you can understand what Rabbeinu Zal is saying, that the Malchus of Hashem, which is the last K, doesn't really manifest itself until a person creates a vacuum within which he can perform actual mitzvahs maisiyos. It's the mitzvahs where you're really showing the Malchus of Hashem.
The second K is Yira Hashem.
The first K is Yira Hashem.
What do you just mean by creating a vacuum?
We said about, we said last week,
right.
In other words, I'm not explaining it in detail
right.
Now. We said that by being in something, the other hand,
right,
you create room for action to take place.
Right.
To perform. If a person just yearns Hashem, he can't do mitzvahs. If he controls that yearning, he's able to perform mitzvahs, where thereby he shows that he's accepting upon himself the Malchus of Shemayim. He brings out the Malchus of Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because Yud is on the right side, K is on the left side. Vav is on the right side, K is on the left side. You follow? This is what the Tikkun Ezer says. The Pshitas, I'm not adding anything to it. That's what it says there. That the Yud stands for Avo, K is Yiro, Vav is Taira, and K is Mitzvah. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal says, Shezeh Bechinas Hizgalos Malchus Yisborach Shenizgala Al Yidei Brias Ho'ilomois Shebetoy Chol Aponoi Al Yidei HaChochma V'Kanal. This corresponds to what the Arizal says about the Malchus of Hashem coming out when, once there was a Chol Aponi created and there were worlds put inside, that's when the Malchus was able to reveal itself. You know, you're able to call Hashem a Melech. The HaKlal, Rav Nosson Zal stresses the rule. In other words, the solid concept that you have to come out of this Torah with, the solid understanding is, Shebriyas Ho'olamos, Kama, V'avodas Hashem Yisborach V'pu'ulos U'midas Tovos, Hein Bechino Achas Mamish. That the act of Hashem, of creating worlds, on one side, and the act of a Jew serving Hashem with mitzvahs maisiyos, how? By creating this Chol Ol Haponi within his heart, by being mitzamtzem his ritzonos to Hashem, and creating a Chol Haponi and performing mitzvahs maisiyos, those two are one bechina, the kanal, as we explained previously, v'chovein heitev. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this well, because this is the main point in this chapter on the Likutei Moharan. Rav Nosson Zal wants to show you that the whole Hadamah for the Eitz Chaim, where the Arizal had explained that the Hashem had to create a world because Hashem wanted to reveal his quality of Malchus, Nei Melech Olayam. In order to create a world, how could he do it if originally everything was Ohr Ein Sof? Therefore, he had to be mitzamtzem the Ohr Ein Sof to the Tzadim and create a Chol Haponi. Within the Chol Haponi, creation took place, blah, blah, blah. That's what it says there. Rav Nosson Zal had said that in order for a Jew serving Hashem with Ratzon, that's the Bechina of Ein Sof. If you do that alone, you can't perform any mitzvahs in action, and the midos can't take on any appearance. We don't begin to see the chesed, the din, the different mitzvahs take on form. Whereas if a person is mitzamtzem, the hislavos within his heart, and he leaves room, he creates this Bechina V'libi Chol B'kirbi, and the Midos begin to manifest themselves, and the Mitzvahs begin to manifest themselves, then he's really revealing, he's accepting the Ol Malchus Shamayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, this and this are synonymous. Why? Because each person is called an Olam Katon. So the act of Briyas Ha'olamos and the act of one single individual Jew serving Hashem are synonymous.
So he's bringing himself the Ol Malchus Shamayim because he's revealing the Malchus?
Right, right.
Oh.
By performing mitzvahs maisiyos and having these midas, exactly. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues to explain, Ve'oz kishenizgala malchus yisborach aydei maisov umidosov hatovim shenizgalu b'soich hachol shebeliboy kanal. And then, when the malchus of Hashem is revealed, how? Through the person's actions and good qualities, which were revealed within this vacuum within his heart, this corresponds to the elevation of these two houses which we were discussing. Me, Imzois. The upper house, which is called Me, Bina. Me is 50 levels of Bina. With Zois, which is the lower Shechina, the Malchus. Beso Ilo, u Beso Tator. Kanal, as we explained previously. Why? Rambam explains, Ki izgalas hamalchus zebechinas beisatator. The act of revealing the malchus, that means perfecting the beisatator, which is malchus. Utchilas hatzimtzum shehu cholol haponi shebelev, and that first operation that takes place when a person is mitzamtzim the oyer litzdodim and creates a vacuum within his heart. What is the heart? Which sphera? Bina, no question. So that act of creating a chol haponi within your heart is an act that corresponds to beis ilah. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says. If you recall, Rabbi Zal once said in one of the Tikkun Zohar in Eretz Yisrael that the beis of Bereshis stands for bina. And the Zohar Kodesh explains, we know that which letter really stands for bina. It's the letter mem. We say in Pirkei Avos, ben arboim labina. Which mem? A mem seifis. A mem seifis is the one which stands for bina. It's closed on all four sides. The Zohar Kodesh says, you want to know how Hashem created the world? Hashem took the mem, bina, and he opened up one side of it. He opened up one side of the mem, and he took that one side, placed it on the back, and with that he created the letter beis, which is the beis of bina. And that's how, within that opening that was now created, that's where the chol haponi was placed. That's where the Nekudas Habriya was able to take place. That's why the Beis of Bereshis has a dot in it. It's not Vase, it's Beis. It's that Nekuda in the center that stands for the Nekudas Hamerkaz, Rav Moshe Zal brings in Hilchot Halacha, is from which all creation took place, like the Even Shesiyah. There was one dot from which came forth all the Olamos. So it started off as an endomem, the Zohar Kodesh says. Hashem opened up one side, created a vacuum inside, was mitzamtzim the earth that stood in. That gave room for creation. Then Hashem took that piece that was open, placed it on the bottom, on the side of the mem, that became a beis. That's how the beis of Bereshis came about, kaviyachol.
Basically saying, but what does it mean?
To be very honest, I can't really understand it well myself. This is what was taught. In other words, this is how it's described. To understand this really clear, we can. In other words, this is what Rav Moshe Zal warns tremendously. You see, throughout the Kodesh Halachos, wherever he quotes the Arizal, he always says, this is fantastic, but to understand these things, you know, bediuk, that we can't, we hope to understand when Mashiach comes. In other words, really with a clarity. In other words, what's going on? Open the, you know, this, that. To understand that really clearly, we can't. I can't. I'm saying, you know, Rabbi Zal or somebody like that might have understood it much more clearly because of their multitude of knowledge within Kabbalah. But we have to take whatever knowledge we're given and appreciate that they're giving us that much information. They're giving us some kind of idea in what took place.
What's that dot again?
The Nekudas Habriya, in other words, the dot which symbolizes all the worlds came from that dot, like the Even Shesiyah. It's one little thing from which was stretched.
Where did it come
out
from? You had the mem, you opened it up and put a piece on the bottom. So no, how did you get a dot in the middle?
Nothing. That had to be placed. In other words, that's where creation took place. In other words, the world started off as Oyer Ein Sof, which is Keser, which is Bina, which is this letter mem. Within that, Hashem placed that dot. Hashem actually started creating from Ayin. Exactly. Yesh Me Ayin. Exactly. And I recall Rebbe is all using that expression in that place in the Zohar Kodesh, that the Nekuda within the Heichal is this Nekuda, the base within the Heichal, which is that outside piece. And here you see again, the word Heichal normally is Malchus.
Yeah.
The word Heichal can be used interchangeably with the Bina also, the upper bias. No, he mentioned that in the Zohar Kodesh, it mentions many times that the creation of the world is called a Bechino of a Nekuda in the Heichal. And that's this dot of the base which is found within, the word Heichal literally means like within a palace, within
a bias,
a house like, you follow? The Heichal is the base, the Nekuda is the dot within the base.
So there's a big connection between the base and the mem.
That's what that piece in the Zohar Kodesh goes to prove, that the base actually started out
but
of the mem.
But they both represent an upper Shekhinah. Okay,
which is Bina. It's the base of the word Bina. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. That the base of Bereshis is the base of Bina. And that's why the word Bereshis, Reshis is Chochmah. The Chochmah was within what? Within its bias, within the base.
Chochmah.
Okay.
So that's
let's see.
Within the the cows, the yeah.
Exactly.
It's also
what? The name of the Hashem created my separation, men and they.
Exactly.
Wow.
At the Shem and Bey's born since my separation, you have the Mem and the Bey's. That's very, very possible. Again, I don't give haskomas, but if we see something that looks a little real, you know, we, unless you, if you're not going against halacha, in other words, you don't go dashing these things public, but you're allowed to think these things on yourself. When Hashem comes, I recall I once had one experience which sent me through the sky. I was so ecstatic because normally Rebbe Zal warns very much not to do this. When it comes to Kabbalah, don't look for your own chidushim at all, don't look for your own gematrias. It's very dangerous, it's a very wrong thing to do. When I was learning the Kutimran, I came to the first chapter on Kutimran, where then if I use quotes the Gemara Kiddushim, which says that the Satan is in Poga B'chom, Menuvol Zeh, Mashkel Beis Medrash. If this disgusting thing attacks you, schlep him to a Beis Medrash, because the Satan, whenever he sees Torah, he's forced to run away. And I was curious, why does the Gemara use a word manuval of that? In other words, that seems like an outstanding kind of word, the word manuval. So I said, let me add up the letters. And I saw that the word manuval is exactly the gematria Samach Mem. Samach Mem Alafan is the gematria manuval. And I thought it in my mind, and I never told it to anybody or anything, because I didn't hear it from Rebbe Zal, I didn't see it in a sefer, so it's zero, literally zero. It means nothing. Then one time, about 2 years later, after I had thought of that, Rebbe Zal was once talking in a shiur, and he mentioned that chiddush, and I was ecstatic. You know, now I know that I don't know if I said it then or not, I don't remember. But I'm saying, that once you hear it, or you see it in a sefer, you know it's something. Until then, our minds are microscopic.
Didn't your Rebbe Zal urge making chiddushim such as Taurus?
Yes. My Rebbe told me it doesn't apply to me. I mean it very honestly. Rebbe Zal told us that that applies to one who is Malei V'Godush, in Shas, Poiskin, and Tifrei Kabbalah.
Listen,
such as Rav Nosson Zal, or Rav Nachman Shigerin Zal, or this one, or that.
You mean even if it was a Chiddush Emes, it was still a good thing, Rav Nosson Zal, didn't
it? Excuse me?
You mean even if it wasn't a Chiddush Emes, it was a good thing?
Yeah, but Rav Nosson Zal also warned that it's possible to get Chiddush Torah from the Hechel and HaTmuras, where it seems Emes and it's really Sheker, then you mess yourself up very dangerously. And Rav Nosson Zal seemed to warn all of us, in other words, to be very cautious when it comes to that.
Yeah, you get very upset at the...
Whenever he heard somebody making up
the
he didn't like it.
His face went worse.
Yeah. He didn't like. In other words, at Shavuot we used to get together, and the guy started a new minhag where each time a couple get married, they end up gemashrei. And he seemed.
He didn't like it. I was asked him, you know, about if it's anything about Gala. When we talked about Halacha, and he, you know, said, "Nah, it's joking."
Kidding around, yeah. But I'm saying you saw his own face when he was sitting through it. Sometimes he would turn a little. In other words, to him it was scratchy on his ears, like. In other words, he's used to hearing Chidushei Amita, you know.
Listen, this is important. What I have to say. So the next time, let's say we're in contact with Rabbi Yochanan, could we ask him something like that? What Steve said, because Steve
Got his way. Definitely.
You know, to look at Sefer Kabbalah.
Definitely.
And make sure you stay.
Yeah.
So that if he wants to break, I'm saying, but definitely. In other words, if you come in contact with somebody who knows, you can ask. No question. I did it a lot of times with Rabbi Zinal. Sheikar kavonas hatzimtzum hoyo bishvil avodas Hashem yisborach kedei lizkois legalois malchus yisborach, because the main purpose of the original tzimtzum was in order that there should be avodas Hashem, there should be worlds created in which there would be people who would have bechira, who could serve Hashem and thereby reveal the malchus of Hashem. V'alkein ein mishlam tikun va'alias beiso ilo ad she'oilo beiso tato. Therefore, we can understand why the beiso ilo has no tikun whatsoever until the beiso tato accomplishes. The beiso ilo corresponds to the tzimtzum of the chol aponoi. That is zero until there are worlds created in which there are people serving Hashem, revealing the malchus. That's when you can say that Hashem did, you know, Hashem had made a good deal in making the whole tzimtzum. If the Jews sin against Hashem, then the tzimtzum was a waste. Chas v'shalom. In other words, you follow?
Yes.
So the whole aliyah of the Beis Ilah, which is this act of the tzimtzum of the chol aponi and everything, isn't really considered successful until the Aliyah of the Beis HaTatah comes into effect, meaning until there are Jews who serve Hashem with mitzvahs ma'asiyos, where they're being ma'alevi malchus, that's when we say that the upper Shekhinah has an Aliyah. That's what Moshe Zal is clarifying here. Dehainu, ad shenizgale malchuso yizborach, sheze ikur tachlis kavona sabriya. That was the main purpose in the kavona sabriya. The oz, kishenizgale malchuso yizborach, oz daiko yesh aliyah lebeis leilo. And it's when the malchus is revealed, when the malchus has a tikkun, that we know that the upper Shekhinah also has a tikkun and also rises up. Without any question, ki oz daiko oilem shneihem yachad, because then both of them rise up together, beiso ilo, beiso tato, bebechinas mi zois oile, mi im zois oile, and everything works out fine and good.
Kiloi ovoi be'ir ad bekir b'cha kodosh. The pasuk says that Hashem says, I will not enter into the city until things are holy among you. And the Gemara says, she'ein hakodesh baruch hu nichnas b'Yerushalayim shelamala, that Hashem will not enter into the Yerushalayim above in heaven, shehi bina liba, which corresponds to the sphere of bina, which is associated with the heart, kanal, as we mentioned earlier, ad sheyivne Yerushalayim shelamato, until the Yerushalayim below, down here on earth, will be built up. Shehu bechinas hisgalus malchusa yisbora kanal, which represents the revelation of Hashem's malchus. This earth and the creation and everything in it is all about tikkun building up the malchus of Hashem and revealing and broadcasting, making everyone aware of Hashem's kingdom and authority. That's the lower Yerushalayim. That's the Yerushalayim. That's what's referred to as the Yerushalayim down here, and the Yerushalayim above represents the sphere of Bina, the upper Shekhinah. These two, Bina and Malchus, are also referred to as upper Shekhinah and lower Shekhinah, as we've discussed in the past.
The Chol Zeh, Rav Moshe Zal says, all of this that we said till now, Hu Bechinas Tefillah, is referring specifically to the mitzvah of Tefillah, Shehi Avoida Balev, which is Avoida Balev. We're talking about the Tzimtzum in the Lev, the Cholol in the Lev, the Olamos in the Lev, which Avoida is called Avoida Shebalev throughout Shas. Ula Ordoi Bechol Avachem, the Gemara says in Tainus, that's Tefillah. Tefillah is called Avoida Shebalev. Ki Tefillah Shebalev, Hi Bechinas His galus malchusai shebetoy chol aponi shebelev kanal, because the act of tefillah with kavona, if a person davens and his tefillah is from the heart, that's this whole act of revealing the malchus of Hashem within the chol aponi, within the heart. V'chovein ma'oi, Rav Moshe Zal says, understand this solidly. Why? Al pipashti is tefillah is which sphera?
Malchus.
David HaMelech said, "Va'ani tefillah." The lave is bina. When a person is mekasher his tefillah to his lave, to kavonas halave, that's the sichur of the Beis Yiloh and the Beis HaTatah, without any question. When a person davens, and it's chasav shon the other way, what's the pasuk that it says about bisposav chibduni veliboy rochak nimenu? There he's separating the upper Shekhinah from the lower Shekhinah. Sposayim, we just said sofa is Shekhinah, the malchus, the lave is bina. Exactly. Whereas if a person davens with kavona, he's miyache the mouth and the heart, that's the sichur of these two Shekhinahs, the upper Shekhinah, the lower Shekhinah. Rav Moshe Zal says, V'chovein ma'oid, understand this very, very well, ki hadvorim amukim ma'oid ma'oid. Now this isn't a little kid saying this. This is a super genius saying that these words are extremely, extremely deep, what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here. V'Rabbeinu Zal kitzar kan, Rabbeinu Zal said this in very, very short words over here. The Diber Hakoyel Beremes, and Rabbeinu Zal spoke very much in hints. Keman Demachvi B'mochoy, like a person who's hinting something to someone, he makes signs and motions which the other person is expected to understand what's going on. This expression of Machvi B'mochoy specifically is used in that story which we said about Rabbi Shuban Hanani, remember? In the palace of the king, that Machvi B'mochoy, you recall that?
Yes.
Oh, it was on a Shabbos year where we told over the story in the Gemara in Chagiga, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Shulam Chani was once standing in the palace of the king with an apikiris. So the apikiris went like this to him. The apiclerus went like this to him. He turned his back like towards Rabbi Shimon Hananya. So Rabbi Shimon Hananya went like this to him. So the Gemara says that the king said, "All right, I want to know what's going on. I know that you two guys aren't idiots. You're a sharp philosopher and you're a big Talmud Chacham." He asked Rabbi Shimon Hananya, "All right, tell me what he was hinting to you." So Rabbi Shimon Hananya said, "No problem. He was hinting to me that you Jews now are so downtrodden that Hashem has ponal eret feeling. Hashem has turned his back on you. So he said, so then he said, "All right, now let's see if the other guy knows what you hinted to him." So the king asked the apiclerus, "Now tell me what Rabbi Shimon Hananya meant by doing this." The guy didn't know. So the king said, "You mean you can't figure out something that somebody hints to you, and you dare to show so arrogant an act in front of the king?" In other words, of acting, you know, putting on these hints. He had him killed. Then the king said to Rabbi Shimon Hananya, "Now can you tell me what you meant?" He said, "Sure. It's a posuk. There's a posuk in Novi which says that although Hashem has turned his face on us, still ubetzel yodi ki sisicha. Hashem says, I still cover over Bnei Israel. No matter how bad Bnei Israel are, I'll still protect them with the shadow of my hand." That was why he went like that. So he mentioned the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He asks, what's pshat here? What is the Gemara coming to teach us with this story? And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh answered that we know that within the house of the king, the house of the king refers to the house of Hashem. When you get to the base Hashem, everything is beramozim. Everything is spoken with hints. I had brought out a specific point at the time. Does anybody remember? I don't remember. The Baal Shem Tov, about what the hints were referring to. If I check my notes, I'll remember. But Hashem HaKadosh brings out a specific point. In other words, for example, the fact that when you're davening, when you go into the Elam HaAtzilus, you daven Tefillah B'Lachash, where there's no words, it's complete silence. In other words, it's a bechin of hint, no speaking. It's motions, like the acts of bending, you know, bending up, down, this, that. In other words, everything is done in more of a hidden form. The sinyan of Divrei Chachomim B'Nachas Nishmam. In other words, the higher you go in Kiddusha, you get into the palace of the king, there's no dibur at all. There's complete bitul. You follow? Everything is mermozim. But that's where this expression of machvi b'mochag is used, these hints. Yeah. Okay, one second. So Rabbeinu Zal just hinted to us, v'hadvorim nechoinim lemeivim. And these words are very smooth and clear to one who understands Kabbalah a little, to one who understands what we just explained. However, Rav Nosson Zal stresses, as always, V'loi ha-medrish ho-ikar el ha-maiso, v'ho-ikar l'kaimon kipshuton. The main lesson in this whole chapter on the Qumran isn't all the fancy Kabbalah. It's to be mekayim the advice here b'pshitos. That is, lishmaratzmai mi'oid m'machshav esroi, is to watch yourself very much from thinking any bad thoughts. Ki machshav esroi is heim ikra yetzer hara, because Rabbeinu Zal explained that machshav esroi are the yetziro labish. Leiv chacham li'aminoi, leiv ksil l'smoi, like ksilus, foolishness. Machshav esroi is a pegam in the leiv. Alkein tzrichem lishmar machshavtei ma'oi. The person has to guard the machshava tremendously. Ulhachriach atzmai tomid lachshev machshavais toivois. And to force his mind to try to always think good thoughts. Shehein b'chinas yetzer toiv, which is the sinyan of yetzira l'toiv. V'lizko yislasei saidei zemaisim toiv alamides toivois. And by thinking good thoughts, you'll find yourself doing good actions also. Ulhispaleel b'kavono, and to daven with kavona saleiv. Says tshuva, and to do tshuva. However, betchila, the first thing you need is tzrichen letzamtzem hislavus libo yishelo yivar yoyser midai. A person has to be very careful to be metzamtzem the retzayin's dikdusha within his heart, that his heart shouldn't burn with too strong a fire. Why? Ki tzrichen lavidus Hashem yisborach b'hadrogo u'bamido daiko, because the main tachlis is to serve Hashem within controlled environments, step by step, everything slowly, one step at a time. In other words, the main thing is to be mekayim all of this that we just said now, and also sharkol hadrochim, all the other drochim which are kodesh and toher, and all the other good advice which a person can derive from this Torah and Likutei Moran. All of these things should be taken bepshitas. A person should try to accomplish them bepshitas. Vo'oid leloika milim bozer. Rav Nosson Zal says, but there still are to Hashem, in other words, there still are many secret words regarding all of these topics. And I hope to explain this in more detail, in more elaborateness, in another place, which means in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal in some places spends 50, 60 pages on this Torah, clarifying, simplifying, expounding. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki lo yaspiku hamoin yirios levaya dibur echad mi dibur of hanayvonin, because a multitude of pages would not suffice to explain even one word from Rabbi Nizal's awesome words, V'day boze ko'es. But for right now, this is enough. You know, we did a little job in expounding a little. V'nachzer l'inyan arisha. Now we're going to go back to Rabbi Nizal's words, where Rabbi Nizal continues expounding on this topic, where there's still tremendous chidushim to come in this Torah now, Mitzvah Hashem. We get to follow the advice.
We're in the middle of Torah Mem Tes, right before paragraph Hey. Rabbi Nizal says, we were discussing till now the topic of the Beis Oila and the Beis Atata, right? Everybody
right.
remember?
Right.
Which, as far as the Sphirois are concerned, we were talking about Bina and Malchus. As far as Beis Hamikdashes are concerned, we were talking about the Beis Hamikdash Shalmala and the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. We were talking about the Yerushalayim Shalmala and the Yerushalayim Shalmata. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Ubishvil zeh, look at coincidence. You want to talk about coincidence? Ubishvil zeh, nikro Nisan Aviv. This is why the month of Nisan is called Chodesh HaAviv. This is what it's called throughout the Torah. Now the Mefarshim bring a remez stam. The reason why it's called Aviv, the word Aviv means spring. Nisan is the month when spring begins. However, they bring a remez that the word Aviv is made up of two words, Av." Yud Beis. The month of Nisan is the father of the other 12 months.
Who brings this down?
I don't recall who. This isn't, you know, Breslov. I'm saying this is Stam. The Welt says this. That the word Aviv means spring. Nisan is called throughout the Torah Chodesh HaAviv. The reason why it's called Aviv is because it's Av Yud Beis. It's the father of the 12 months. It's the first one of the 12 months. Reishis Chachma, like you follow what I mean? In other words, the father always symbolizes the first. Okay? Rabbi Nizal says, this is why the month of Nisan is called Aviv. What is the word Aviv? The word Aviv contains in it these two Yichudim that we were referring to. Yud and K and Vav and K. The yichud of the upper zohar with the upper bayis, and the lower zohar with the lower bayis. How? Aleph imbeis and yud imbeis. The letter beis is bayis, right? The word beis, when written b'milui, is beis yud tof, which means bayis. The word aviv has in it the two bayises, the two houses. And it has the Aleph with a Beis and the Yud with a Beis. This symbolizes the two Yichudim. V'zeh Yichud Ha'ilah, the Yichud Ha'Tor. These two represent the Yichud Ha'ilah and the Yichud Ha'Tor. You follow that? We were talking till now about the Beis Ha'ilah and the Beis Ha'Tor. Rabbi Nizal says Nisan, which is the father of all 12 months, right, has in it this Yichud of Yud and K and Vav and
K. How is
that? We'll see soon. We're going to have explained soon how this fits in, how the Aleph and the Yud symbolize the Yud.
I understand one thing. You used the male. Why is it male?
Male, female, male and female.
Why is it male in this particular context?
Why is what male?
Male. You mentioned the...
That the Yichud is between male and female. Male and female.
No, you didn't mention male and female. You just said male. Twice. Maybe you meant to say double and milk.
Could be. Okay. We'll see soon how this fits in.